now on Radio 4, our Saturday night theatre.
The world might be torn to pieces, mayhem, violence, young people starving in cardboard boxes, old people without hospital beds, men without work, women without safety. But in here, in this house, we are safe.
House by the River by A.P. Herbert, dramatized by John Fletcher.
Hold still now. Don't be scared. Just move your eyelid.
Oh, yes. Do what the doctor says.
That. See, the glass has come right out. All the pain's gone away.
I'll tell you this. We're a house built by a river. And like any house built by a river, we must respect that river's moods, feelings, emotions. Here, the gentleman on the government bench is opposite yawn when I mention unemployment. Giggle when I talk of crime, the pain and fear it causes their fellow citizens. I tell you, such a flood of anger, contempt, hatred is building up in this nation. But unless something is done immediately, we fall, we charge, we sold this nation. Unless hope, and on top of that hope, practical help is delivered, then all, and rightly, shall be swept away in anger and disgust.
Officer Walker?
How long have you been on duty?
I really don't know.
72 hours. I checked the duty roster. When are you going to speak to the manager?
Well, I
just heard your brother on the radio in Parliament throwing a bit of steel. You should do the same.
I kebabbed, skewered, tore them to pieces.
I know, darling.
I could have destroyed them utterly. But did any of our front bench even turn round, nod in acknowledgement, thank me for my efforts in the lobby afterwards? The chief whip said he might phone me later.
Stephen, your day will come.
Maybe I should go back to being a QC. At least people listen to me in court.
Finish your drink, Mr. Byrne?
Ah, Marietta, no.
Do you want a drink, Mrs. Byrne?
No, I'll come in a second. I'm going out later. You going out this evening, darling?
I haven't decided.
It's just Marietta can prepare you something before she goes out, if you're staying.
No, Marietta, don't make me anything. I'll go out. You go on to the cinema.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Darling.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably forgotten, but you did say you'd come to the aid for Mozambique meeting.
Oh.
Don't worry. I wasn't expecting you to remember. But it is the last meeting before the fundraising party at the Commons on Thursday.
Don't worry. I've remembered to book the members' terrace, marquee, caterers, the lot. I'm sorry about this evening, though.
Never mind. You going out?
Yeah.
See you later.
I can't give him an anesthetic. He's drunk.
They won't feel anything anyhow.
All right. Hold on to him.
Like a sumo rest.
No.
How are you and Francine getting on these days?
Well...
You split up? Did you split up? Are you still in your flat? She pushed you out of the flat, hasn't she?
It was only rent.
Well, no wonder you're looking so bad. Where are you staying?
I rented a bed and breakfast in Victoria.
A what?
It's all right, Josie. My brother's wife knows what's been going on. Said I could stay with them when I wanted.
Get me a tea.
You get out of that bed and breakfast right now.
You'll start to see that.
In the end, I don't go out. Stay at home on my balcony with my scotch, my diary. Probably spend the evening indoors monitoring my speech on telly. I've done very well for myself, really. Can't really complain. Luxury apartment atop Chelsea Harbour. A view all across London. Motor cruiser in the marina below. A beautiful, caring, intelligent wife. Three more glasses now. A huge, catastrophic sunset all across the London skyline. Reds, golds, scarlets burn in the skies above Peckham, Fulham, Battersea. Huge, threatening purples, chocolates, crimsons pile up above Hackney, Greenwich, Bermondsey. Apartment in darkness behind me now. Mary and Marietta have gone out. Put my glass, decanter on a tray, start to go inside.
Eighty hours on the trot. Over at last. Where do I go to lay my head? That bloody B&B in Victoria?
Into my apartment. Dark. Silent. Switch on TV. Low. Carry on through lounge. Start to go up darkened hall when... bathroom door swings open. What the... There, before the mirror, winding round and round, dancing back and forth, staring at the mirror, not a stitch on, headphones, stark naked. Marietta. Stare. Should not be doing this. Such a beautiful young body. She's not meant to be in here. I should be going away. Told her time and again she must not use our bathroom. She steals all Mary's oils and perfumes and shampoos, little cart. We built her her own maid's bathroom, specially at great expense. Must have thought I'd gone out. No lights on. Decided to stay here to sneak at those breasts. She's so young. Light. Jumping. She turns. Looks. Suddenly catches sight of...
Who's that? Who's there? Who's out there? Mr. Burns.
Marietta, how many times have I told you?
How long have you been...
I warned you again and again about using Mrs. Burns' perfume.
Mr. Burns, get away.
Followed her into bathroom, still stark naked.
Get away!
Cover yourself with a towel. Now, this is very wrong, Marietta. We brought you all the way over here from Poland, trusted you, got you a special work visa.
Mr. Burns.
Suddenly, from defiance, fear enters in. She doesn't want to be sent back to Poland.
Mr. Burns.
Like liquid, all is changed. She's soft, feminine, vulnerable. I'm a respectable man. I have a wife I love very much. Let's slip a towel. Revealing that deep, dark garden of our delights. I am an Oxford graduate. Did very well at school. Step forward. And again. Scintilla of doubt crosses her face.
Mr. Burns.
Marietta, not letting her get away with it that easily. Grab hold of her.
Mr. Burns, let go!
She screams. Screaming.
I'm sorry. I've let go. Stop screaming.
Jesus Christ. She's running off, still screaming. I'm in deep, you see, running stark naked down my hallway, screaming so all my neighbors.
Come here.
If word of this gets out.
Shut up, you silly bitch.
Rugby tackle her on full run, land on top. Still screaming.
Shut up.
Put hand over mouth. Whole apartment floor filled with important people. One word of this. Put hand round neck.
Marietta, listen, I'm sorry, whole thing got out of hand. I don't mean to. If I take my hand away, you've got to promise. Screaming, you've got to.
We struggle like things possessed. We roll over and over. Suddenly, my face is right up by the telly. And there, on telly, am I, my face, staring back, making my speech. At last, Marietta has stopped her struggling.
See? It's all right. It's all over.
I switch off the telly. Something about her. The way she lies.
Marietta? Marietta?
Lies very quiet, staring over my...
Marietta. Marietta, wake up, silly girl. Stop playing. Marietta.
Adio, pears. Cost you the earth to get into the country.
Wake up!
Slapper.
Get up!
She's not moving. Eyes losing focus. Whole body relaxing, flowing out beneath me. Her neck twisted.
Jesus.
Stand up. Where's that whiskey? On the tray. Pour it down her. Nothing. Blow in her mouth. Like films. Still nothing. What do they do? Get a mirror out of drawer. Hold it to her nose. Breathe. Hold it right to her nose. Please breathe. What? Someone at the door. Front door made of glass. Smoked glass. I lie frozen, still trying to cover the body of Marietta. Funny. Covered in her scent, perfume, she smells just like Mary. He moves. He's moving off. I'm saved. What the... key? Door opens? Spring to my feet. Stand between it and... it.
Yes?
Stephen, it's you.
My brother. My bloody brother, John.
You didn't answer the door, so I let myself in.
Let yourself in?
Mary gave me a key. Said if I was stuck. Something the matter?
No, absolutely nothing.
Managing to block his view.
John, it's best you don't come in.
Why?
Well.
Oh, my God.
Over my shoulder, he's seen her.
What's happening?
Before I can stop him, he's past me, kneeling beside her.
What happened?
Bloody doctors.
Marietta, isn't it?
She, was running, fell. Hit her head.
She's not breathing.
I know.
Pulse. Irises. I think she's dead.
Dead.
What's been going on?
It's very difficult to explain. Nothing was going on. A mistake. A terrible mistake.
She's naked.
I know, but that doesn't mean...
How did she die?
As I said, hit her head on that table. The thing is, she was having this bath, quite against the rules. Came out, we were alone, started leading me on. John, it's very important, Mary.
She hasn't hit her head. Not a mark on it. Bruising on her throat. Hang on.
Takes out his biro, slips it down her throat, takes it out.
Windpipes crushed. Strangled. Stephen?
John, things got out of hand.
You killed her?
No.
Stephen, you might be my brother.
What are you doing?
There are things which require the medical services.
No, not in this building, no.
What are you talking about? Out of my way, I've got to use the phone.
No.
Stephen, I have to use that phone now.
All right,
I'll go outside. Here's a phone box.
No, John, no.
Stephen, let me out of this door.
I'm your brother, John, your elder brother. This has all been a mistake, a ghastly mistake. I am not in any way conceivably guilty.
Then you have nothing to fear.
John, think of me. Would I ever have been involved in anything like this?
No.
You know me. I intend to do good in this world, change things. Look how I fight for the National Health Service against poverty. I have a whole career ahead of me in which to do good.
Stephen, you've got to let me through this.
Look how I helped you in your career. Pick you up again and again. Problems with Mom and Dad. Flunked exams. Dropped out of medical college. I put the right word in the right ear. I looked out for you, John, because when it comes down to it, you're not very good. You fold up, run away. Oh, God, John, I'm sorry.
Let me through this door, Stephen.
I realize what I've done. However unintentional, is unforgivable. that as a proper, decent citizen, I will have to go to the police, give a full, complete account of what took place. There is no way I can cover up.
Yes, Stephen. What are you saying?
But there is something. About Mary and me. About Mary.
What?
What I need is time.
What about Mary?
Despite appearances here, now, would you say we were happy? A good couple.
Yes.
Mary is very close to you. You are dear to her.
Stephen, if you're saying that I should somehow or other shut up because
no,
of Mary...
Not that. But you know what Mary wants. Both of us have wanted. Above all else. We, the two of us, have tried again and again. Been to specialists. The thing is...
You mean...
The specialist guy said over and over again, if we wanted it, she must have rest. No surprises, upset, trauma.
She's pregnant.
I swear to you, John. As soon as it's safe, she is safe. The child is safe. I'll make a full confession, forget my entire career, go to the police. But until then... Shut the door, John.
What precisely do you propose, Stephen?
Hide the body.
Where?
What's the time?
9:30.
Mary's home at 11. Got a body bag?
Yes. In my car.
Go and get it.
Prominent MP. Junior hospital doctor hiding a body in London. Where? In the end, there's only one place. She's everywhere in London, but nobody sees her. Looping in, twisting out, passing by. Great Mother Thames. Stephen has a motor launch in the marina, a dinghy in the stern. Get the body bag, hugger-mugger her body down the service lift to the underground car park, into the boot of Stephen's car. No one sees. Stephen sneaks aboard his launch, lowers the dinghy, edges it into the river. No security guard sees him. We meet downstream, car and dinghy, behind an old industrial warehouse. Two criminals manhandle her dead weight onto the craft. Car stops on the waters.
I got some chains, weights from the cruiser. Wrap them round her, tight. Weigh her down.
Yes. Kill people every day. I'm a doctor. Someone else disposes of the bodies. I forget about them. I hold Marietta in my arms. What's so different? I forget all my patients because others will remember them. Friends, relatives take their bodies, reverence, bury them. Even a solitary priest on the January hillside. Marietta? Alone. In darkness. Slipped into the void, black nothingness. Hug her little body in its great orange body bag. Before me, straight-backed, eagle-nosed without a doubt in the world, Stephen sculls strong over dark waters.
We'll sink her over there, by the railway bridge. It's the deepest part of the river. They don't dredge there.
They're disappearing? How are you going to explain it?
All of that. People like Marietta. Immigrants on temporary visas from poor parts of the world, they disappear all the time. Everyone will assume she's done a runner, working in some shoe, plastic bag factory somewhere in Leicester. I'll wait a few days, tell the police, they'll go through the motions, not find anything, forget her. Make sure you tie her up properly.
He forges on. And all the time, only a few feet above us, cabs, buses, pedestrians, London carries on its business as ever.
We'll do it here.
The old railway bridge. Ancient. Black.
Come on. Help me get her overboard.
Goodbye, Marietta.
Can't stay all night. You get hold of the other end.
The great orange bag starts to move over the side.
What the hell?
All across the water, a great white light floods down. Illuminates us. Leaves us naked. Defenseless. Stephen freezes. White face, body in arms.
What is it? What the hell is it?
A helicopter. Landing at the heliport. It probably hasn't seen us.
Jesus.
going. We're okay. Dump her over the side, quick.
Again, we start to move her.
Here. What the hell's this? You idiot! You left an identification tag on the bag.
There's nothing on it.
What the hell do you mean? What's this?
It's serial number.
Traceable straight back to you. Do you want me found out?
No.
Jams the tag in his pocket. Drops her without ceremony. He starts to sink rapidly into the darkness. Stephen is already rowing fast back to Chelsea Harbour. I think it worked. Smuggled the dinghy back into the marina, avoided every security guard, wished a gruff farewell to John, got to keep on top of that boy. Then go back upstairs in the service lift. Walk over to the door, open it, shut it. Back inside my old familiar hallway. I could be safe. I could be safe. A sudden dizziness in my head. Suddenly, all my stomach and guts are churning, revolving, round and down the corridor, through the bathroom door, the toilet. Pull myself together again. Come on, pull myself together. Tidy the place. Everywhere, meticulously. Check and check again. Everything must be exactly where it was. At last, satisfied, take off all my clothes, every last stitch, climb into my shower. The warm water buckets down and down and down, soft and gentle. Halfway through, Mary comes in, a blur through the glass. Matter-of-factly gets undressed, goes into our bedroom. Put on my robe. One last check round. Nothing out of place except a tile loose beneath the wash basin. But that was broken anyhow. Go into our bedroom. Warm. Soft lighting. Mary sitting up in bed doing some paperwork beneath the bed lamp. I lie down on the soft bed cover beside her. That beautiful, lovely fragrance of her perfume.
Darling, how are you?
Fine, fine.
I've been hearing good things about your speech all night. Everybody at the meeting seemed to have heard it.
No.
What did you do this evening?
Me?
Yes, darling, you.
Decided I'd stay in the end, not go out. Just hung about. Wrote up my diary. How was your meeting?
Fine. Usual little difficulties.
Haskins and Madulu.
Haskins and Madulu. But everything's set for the party on Thursday. I've invited John.
John?
Your younger brother, darling.
When did you speak to him?
Yesterday. Oh, incidentally, I forgot to say, at last he's splitting up with Harmsey. I told him it was the best thing he ever did. Posted him a key and told him he could come and stay here a while. Did he turn up tonight?
Oh, no, darling. Didn't see anything of him.
I know there's that older brother, younger brother thing between you, but I like him.
Darling, you tend to keep that light on all night.
Just waiting to see if I could hear Marietta coming in.
Marietta?
She's usually home by this time.
This time?
She's very regular. Off to the cinema with her friends. Straight home.
Home? Darling, you're up rather late tonight. I mean, 11:45 is quite late by your standards. You're usually asleep by 11.
So?
Well, if you were a bit more of a night bird like me, with late night sittings, etc., you'd find Marietta isn't quite the good little Polish Horlicks and hot water bottle girl you think she is.
What do you mean?
Well, I've come across her sneaking in late, quite often.
No.
Yes. In fact, once or twice it hasn't just been her. The odd boyfriend or two. The odd, very odd boyfriend or two.
Pious little Marietta.
Pious little Marietta.
Well, who'd have thought it, eh? Night, darling.
Night. I lie awake. Long after Mary slips effortlessly into sleep, I lie awake. I've done it.
done it. Mary dealt with. Mary Ecker dealt with. I know how to deal with the police, perhaps even the press. Only one area of darkness, uncertainty remains. John. Brother John.
The Thames. The River Thames. 2 days since. I stand on Westminster Bridge. White clouds, blue skies. Women, children in bright holiday clothes swirling by. Below, a deep, dark tide sweeps. Angry, ugly. Garbage, plastic bags twisting round and round. On the terrace of the common, a great white marquee. White bobbing hats. Black faces for the Mozambique reception. And Mary.
John.
Mary, how are you?
Very well.
Certainly looking it.
Well, thank you, John. And how are you?
Fine. It's a really good part of this. Raising lots of funds.
Lots. Are you all right? You're not looking very well.
Me? But I'm fine. Yeah.
Don't lie to me. I know what it is. It's that wretched Francine, isn't it? Look, I've invited you. Why don't you come and stay with Stephen and I? John, look. As soon as this Mozambique thing is over, I'm going to get you properly organized to find you a proper flat.
Really?
No, John, I mean it. Oh, incidentally, haven't seen that big brother of yours anywhere, have you?
Stephen?
Who else? He's meant to be our star speaker.
Page 37, not a thing. 38, not a thing. 39, 40. 41. The whole Evening Standard, not a whisper of the Thames, a body. The corridor outside the...
Sam, how are you, you old dog?
There. Not that difficult.
It's amazing. Watching him enter a room, start to work on it. A whisper, frisson, electricity passes through the air, through the people. Never a well-groomed hair out of place. Fixing each person he speaks to with those special eyes. Gentle, humble. Because this gathering is about Africa, where people starve. But also bold, strong, dynamic. Because someone, him, he, Stephen Byrne, is going to do something radical, decisive about it.
Excuse me, young man.
Yes?
But what's that bag doing out there? That orange bag?
What?
Floating down the Thames out there. When are you politicians going to do something about the appalling state of our rivers, the rubbish washing up and down them every day? I mean, look at it out there. It's probably been washing up and down the tide for weeks.
Where?
She points a long, imperious finger.
There.
Thank God. Another knot of plastic rubbish bag swirling up and down the Thames. For 1 second, I thought, hijack a passing waiter. Take a drink. Then another.
Stephen?
Darling?
Thank you for coming. It's really made all the difference.
It's the least I could do. Talk to people, reason with them, try to persuade them to help.
I just got one further favor to ask.
Name it.
Your brother, John.
Oh.
Stephen, he's looked really terrible all afternoon. I've had a word with him.
What did he say?
Nothing. Denied everything, but it's obvious what's the matter.
Yes?
Francine.
Oh.
Darling, go over there. Be nice to him.
But, darling, I can't be expected to see Brother John through every crisis in his life.
Stephen, please.
Oh. John?
Stephen.
How are you?
30 feet down, dark, cold, wet, and you?
Control yourself.
You carry on immaculate, cold, gripping and ingratiating as ever?
You've been drinking.
And you've been chatting up the ladies. Gaiety, flirtation, solicitous looks.
Oh, don't you think I should behave like that? You think I should go round like you're going round, hangdog in every corner, glowering, sulking? You'd be found out in 5 minutes.
We?
Yes, John, you and me. We're both in this. I'm protecting you as much as I'm protecting myself.
When are you going to the police?
As I said, as soon as the doctors say Mary is all right.
She looks all right. I was talking to her earlier.
She's fine. But the doctors keep saying, no upset.
I know.
So keep yourself together, John. No falling apart at the seams, all right?
No, Stephen, of course not.
I walk away, back held straight, unbending. Is he safe? Will he hold? I keep my hand in my jacket pocket. Suddenly I feel something. I half take it out. The body bag's identification tag. I should have thrown it away. Then on second thought, maybe I shouldn't.
Mr. Barnes?
Yes? A flunky.
Mr. Barnes, the chief whip.
Pavement. Face down like the earth. Eyes like the blue sky. Holding something out towards me. I buy roses off her.
Chief Whip.
Ah, Byrne.
You wanted to see me.
Indeed. Everything all right at home?
Yes, Chief Whip. Why do you ask?
Well, I know how keen you are to join our front bench. Excellent speech he gave on Tuesday, incidentally. Very supportive. And, of course, you know how much I personally want you to be there.
Yes.
Everything's all right at home.
Chief Whip?
I have an agreement with an assistant chief commissioner at Scotland Yard. Slips me any information that might prove embarrassing to us. This Polish girl you had working for you, the one that's disappeared.
Oh, Marieka. Yes, I reported it to the police at the time. They think she's run off as an illegal immigrant.
Nothing in the papers?
Very little.
Our party doesn't like anything in the papers. If we're going to form the next government, we can't afford to be anything but squeaky clean.
Yes, Chief Whip.
Came through the backside of Battersea. Worn down traffic barriers, cut-priced warehouses, rusty boat yards. The sun cold in the west. I reach the waterfront. Drop onto a mud bank, throw the flowers out upon the waters, where they are snatched up and swirled away.
Now I know what I have to do. A new, clean life. Be good. Straightforward. I rise at dawn. Look out on blue skies that sweep clean across the whole of London. Mary's sweet, innocent face lies asleep on our pillow. Slip into my clothes. Slip into the kitchen where I brew my coffee. Start to write my diary. All my dreams, ambitions. How I'm going to change the world. That'll be lovely, darling.
Lovely.
Lots to do. Constituency work, speeches, a select committee later this afternoon. I've got to prepare for.
Coffee?
I'll go manic if I have any more. Mary, you are looking beautiful this morning.
And you're full of compliments.
What are you doing today?
I've decided to phone John.
John?
I promised him as soon as the Mozambique thing was finished that we'd go out and start looking for a flat for him.
You've always been very protective of John.
No, I haven't. I just think he's overworked, underpaid, and has a lovely tasting girlfriend.
Double pneumonia, possibly developed into pleurisy too. Listen to that chest.
It's clattering like a windmill.
He's been sleeping rough for 3 or 4 weeks with the infection, I should guess.
He was found unconscious in the derelict house.
Give him a full course of antibiotics immediately. Mm-hmm. And he might need a ventilator, so put him in the emergency ward.
Right.
Anything else?
Oh, cycling accident, head injuries, being brought in by ambulance. ETA 6 minutes.
Overdosing 12?
Given a stomach pump. She's coming round.
Yeah, they better check the contents. How's Martin doing with his A-levels?
Nervous as a newborn lamb. All the time I have to build him up.
Yeah.
Seen that article about your brother in the newspaper?
No.
He and his wife had this maid. Polish, apparently. She's gone on the run.
What?
Had a lot of boyfriends, apparently. Clients. She used to carry on with them in your brother's apartment while he was up at Parliament. Then she ups and runs off stealing all his wife's jewelry. Jeez.
Josie.
Yes?
Cover for me. I've got to make a phone call.
But don't forget the cycling accident. 5 minutes.
Answer, you bastard. Answer the phone. Stephen?
Hello?
Oh, Mary, is Stephen there?
Oh, hello, John. No, I'm afraid he's just gone out. You might be able to catch him at the Commons.
Right, Mary, thanks.
John?
Yes?
While I've got hold of you, this morning I'm going out around the estate agents to look for a flat.
But, Mary, it really doesn't...
John, we're going to get this sorted out. You can't go on living from hand to mouth the way you are. I'll pick you up from the hospital.
Mary?
Yes?
Mary, are you sure you should be doing all this work?
Walking around looking for flats for you is hardly work, John.
Traffic. Come on, get a move on. If it isn't John, it's a cause. Mozambique, the homeless, save the children. Madam, the lights have changed. Could you please move? I mean, aren't I good? Worthy, fighting for a better country? Hey, get out of there. Cutting in. That was my space. It's demeaning, that's what it is. John, my younger brother. The failure, the hangabouter. I drive into Palace Yard. A nice attendant waves me to my place. The sun pours down, leaves wave in wind, a glorious day. Walk along the corridors, exchanging smiles, jokes, comments, turn left into my room. I don't know how it happened, really.
Hello, Stephen.
Jill.
She's bent over her VDU, digging up some obscure facts and figures for my select committee appearance. My researcher, Jill, in the morning sunshine, wearing a new dress. She makes us a cup of coffee. We chat about this and that.
Well, what do you think?
Very nice.
Oh, at least look, John. I know this is a small flat. Kitchen, dining room, one bedroom, bathroom, but it's got a lot of potential and a lovely view.
Yes.
10 minutes from the hospital and Stephen and I are 10 minutes in the opposite direction.
Mary?
Yes?
This stuff about Marietta.
No, John, I really don't want to talk about it. I'd always thought she was a really nice girl and I trusted her. We got her specially over from Poland, went to a lot of trouble, and I found out there's this whole other side. Drugs, sex.
How do you think the papers got hold of it?
Through the police, I suppose.
And the jewels?
That was the most upsetting bit of all. I felt it quite personally.
How did you actually find they were gone?
Stephen noticed a couple of days after she disappeared. He told the police. Funny.
Funny?
How much Stephen's changed since the Marietta thing. Before, he was a real grump, always moody. And now he's light, happy, full of life. The exact opposite of you. Oh, damn, it was so sour, John. You know what a baby Stephen is. He just loved all that publicity. Reporters around at all hours. It's part of what makes him so attractive.
1 o'clock, I'd better be...
Well?
Well, what?
John, do you want this flat or don't you?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yes, of course.
And you wouldn't.
I don't know if Wallace would.
When would Wallace ever do anything? Lovely white Italian restaurant. Light pouring down through the windows. White plates. White pasta. White fish, a heady white wine, we talk and drink. Drink and talk, exploring, experiencing, tasting each other. She's so funny. She laughs at all my jokes. One of those tea dance places, cocktails, dancing. Her body brushes, swishes against mine. We dance closer and closer. Foreheads touch. Crosses interlock. Perhaps the musicians should be wearing blindfolds. The music stops.
How about it?
It?
You know.
Why not?
Answer. Where are you? Answer!
Dr. Brown is here, room 7.
It's nearly dark. Stop the taxi at an off-license. There's a whiskey bottle in my jacket pocket as we climb the stairs to her flat, her bottom swaying before me. In her flat, we're on each other, tearing, ripping. Out of our clothes, into the gardens, round the flat, on the furniture, under the furniture, kitchen table, sideboard, wet, glistening, slipping in and out, finally, on the bed in her bay window.
She needs 15 mil of pentothal.
ECG readings falling, Dr. Byrne.
Make it 25. How much blood she lost?
Too much.
Start trying to clean up that leg wound. Staff Nurse Walker... Perhaps you could tell me what actually is the difference between good and evil.
Swabs?
strikes me both good and evil people get up in the morning, put on their well-ironed shirts, drink their orange juice and coffee.
Eye movement's lessening.
Both wave wives goodbye, skip off to work, each perfectly identical. Clamp that intestine.
Right.
Except that one is Mr. Good and the other Mr. Bad. How do you tell which is which?
There is only one way. It's as they teach you in the good book. By their fruits shall ye know them, by what they produce. There is no other way.
The spleen and liver are out.
Our flesh cuts back and forth, white and black in the dark and light, hacking, sawing, when suddenly, piercing me, this white light striking through the window, all my flesh is exposed, naked, white, a car's headlights outside, looking through me, right through me. Bundling into my clothes, lurch outside. Dive into a taxi, drive through London to the darkened marina, splash out into my dinghy. Row out into the Thames, out into the darkness. A vast dredger is bearing down on me, manage to get clear. Row on and on till I draw close to the railway bridge, get underneath it, stop. She's down there, I know. She hasn't moved. She's happy, contented. Probably better check. She's still down there. Lower my face down into the waters, into the darkness.
A short moment of quiet falls. In the unending battle of life, a short moment. I've tucked him up on a spare trolley in a cubicle. He sleeps as innocent as a baby. I let him rest as long as I can.
Strange down here. Dark, filthy, but nice. I could stop that. Stop that. Get your head. Walk out of the lift, across the landing. I need a night's sleep. A whole night's sleep. The flat's quite dark. I go towards the lounge. Someone moving about. Mary, she's holding it. She's holding my...
What are you doing?
Hello, darling.
That's my diary. My private diary.
I was clearing it up. You left it on the table.
You were reading my diary.
I wasn't. It was on the floor.
Don't you ever read my diary.
I would never read your diary. Darling, what's the matter? You... Hair's askew, eyes staring. You were joking. For one second...
I was not joking!
Stephen, I wasn't reading your diary.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Too much work. That damn chief whip. Please, darling, take no notice.
Stephen.
Darling.
What's happened?
I'm terribly sorry. Look, why don't we have a drink together, huh? Would you like scotch?
No, Stephen, I think we need a bit more than scotch. I'm going to bed.
Right.
Good night.
Good night to you. God, what am I doing? Go after her. Apologize to her now.
Yes. Oh, Chief Whip. I see. The government's in trouble. You want me to come down and... Well... I see. Well, that's most reassuring. I'll be down at Westminster immediately.
Lights on under her bedroom door. Should I go in? Apologize. John and her were talking behind my back. No, I won't. I love the commons deep in the night. The government's making a dog's dinner of the debate all at sea. I get to my feet.
Perhaps the right honourable gentleman shouldn't have brought some of his papers, none of which he seems able to keep in order. Perhaps he should have brought some decisions here. Perhaps, dare one say it, some insight, foresight, even comprehension of the appalling situation this country finds itself in.
It's so easy. Goading, teasing, getting them going, setting them up, then suddenly cutting, slapping, striking into them like lambs to the slaughter they are. I do it. I do it. And the whole house cheers. But what I love even more are the long, long hours after. All through the night, a nighter. Corridors chocked full with members asleep on settees, under blankets. A great calmness over all. I lie on a bench by a window, the gentle Thames sliding by outside in the grey, grey light of dawn. At last, I fall asleep.
I lie out on the balcony, a bathing gown wrapped tightly around me in the cold, cold light of dawn. All around me, London sleeps. For the first time in my life, I am starting to ask myself some questions.
Stuck in his forehead.
Oh, a beer can. Make him look like a unicorn.
Why do I always end up hanging on to the ledge?
Because you're in the women's rugby team, WPC Wisdom.
It's more like a Viking press up the ferry to me. Keep his head still.
Right?
Ow!
Why do you think he drinks lager rather than mineral water?
Because I hate Millwall.
Hold on to him, I'll pull it out.
Ow! Well, you should have played cowing pretty.
Oh, doctor. I was doing the stuff clicking.
Yes?
You remember that accident at the Elephant and Castle? Three cars on the lorry? You took out a body bag.
Yes.
Ow! Careful!
Sorry.
Keep still, you.
Well, the patient didn't die at the scene, but in the ambulance on the way back. I'll reach new regulations, but I've got to get the body bag back.
Something wrong, Doctor? Oh, I remember, yes. It was stolen from the boot. My car was broken into.
Sounds serious. I hope you reported it.
No, actually.
You want to report it to me now, sir?
No.
Doctor.
This won't hurt. Sorry.
Swung it.
Chief Whip.
Shadow Cabinet Place.
You mean...
Your speech the other night was a great help to us. Word of warning, though. I've started to hear rumours about you, your researcher.
Me and my research.
Listen, as I said before, our party must be scandal-free.
Suddenly, a great ballooning orange bag.
No!
Hey?
Excuse me, Chief Whip, but I've got to go. I've got to... What?
That bloody John. Didn't I tell him? Tie her up tight. Wrap that chain right round her, round and round. Catch a taxi to the marina. Get straight into the motor cruiser.
You bitch, start.
the tide was carrying her upstream at Westminster. Has she passed Chelsea Harbour, or is she still downstream? I turned upstream.
Done any work on the flat. It's all pretty primitive.
John.
Mary?
Something's wrong. Very wrong.
Wrong?
Mm. I've been sensing it for quite a while.
What do you mean?
John, you know what I'm talking about. There's one thing I'm certain of. You know. The night Marietta disappeared. I mean, thinking about it again and again. You found out something. You've changed. She found out something. She's disappeared.
What do you mean?
Look at this bloody newspaper, John. Gossip, innuendo. Stephen's having an affair, isn't he?
Oh.
Far up the tidal reaches of the river. Chiswick, Richmond, Twickenham. Willows hanging down over banks. Messing about in rowing boats. Floating rubbish. But nowhere. She must have been still below me when I started upstream. Start to work my way back down the river, scanning each inlet, creek, landing stage, outfall. I've got to find her.
Do you know how I met him? I was only 20. Dad was chairman of the selection committee. Stephen travelled up from London. He was one of the candidates. I watched him at his interview. Watched him make his speech. He was so good. And I thought, what a good man. Clever, highly educated, making a fortune in his job, but he still wants to help others. Become an MP, make the world a better place. I want to be beside that man, I thought. Throughout his life, giving him strength to be strong and true. The two of us, for 10 years, bound together, tight as steel. Even when we were apart, me on my charities, Stephen Westminster, there was this bond, you know? We were together. What's happened, John?
Keep screwing, unscrewing the top on the coffee jar.
Ever since the day Marietta disappeared, he's changed. You've changed. He's full of energy, power, but I can't speak to him. You've turned silent. Strange, I can't talk to you either. That night, did you find out he was having an affair?
She scrapes the underneath of the sideboard looking for dust.
Jesus Christ, John, why do you live in this big, silent, awful squalor?
What?
Why the hell don't you tidy things up? Decorate the place, make it fun, enjoyable to live in a home.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
I'm not sick. What's going on?
Nothing's going on. I know nothing about Stephen having an affair. Absolutely nothing. Do you understand?
Thank you. Thank you.
Softly, she hugs her body to mine.
Something else. I know Stephen has his faults. Many, many faults. But one thing I'm sure of, he's a family man. Everything's going to be all right between you and him. Understand?
You're sure?
Yes. You see...
Yeah?
Damn. I've got to phone the hospital. It's John here. You haven't anyone else? All right. I'm afraid there's been a big accident in Kennington. The full emergency team's required.
You've got to go.
Yes.
John.
Yes?
When you said you were sure Steve and I would be all right, what did you mean?
Well, I know I'm not meant to know this, but you're having a baby. I know Steve is proud as punch.
Baby?
this baby.
What do you mean, maybe, John? I'm not having a baby.
I've got to go, Mary. I've just got to go. I sit outside in the car. I shake so badly I can't drive. I stop shaking. I drive away. The tide turned. All the time I was searching upstream, maybe she was down. Way, way down. At full throttle, I thunder down the Thames. Wake washing over punts, rowing boats, past Hammersmith, Putney. Carnage. Everywhere. Bodies mangled, torn. Strewn all across three lanes. An overloaded lorry with brakes failed ran to a rescue. And 1,000 motorists still halted at fast.
There you are!
Tripping with traffic cones.
You look wild.
I look fine.
Where have you been?
What's the priority?
Child over there. Multiple fractures, crushed pelvis. Might stand a chance.
Right.
Bump into a spine.
Now, Meg, sorry.
Stand over it. My God. My hands go steady. Shoot morphine. Six drips. Stomp bleeding. Try to start and untwist. Entwine a pulp of bones. Intestines all the time chatting to her. Talking about Disney. Keeping her awake. Slapping up, pinching her. As death plays dodger in and out of her eyes.
Come over here, mate!
An old man being lifted toward the ambulance. I lend a hand. Body pours like oil into the stretcher. Then I get back to my girl.
Hey, you! What the hell do you think you're doing down there?
Just looking.
Hey, Harper, private property.
I was just looking for something I'd lost.
Clear off!
Where is she? Where?
You watch me. Keep watching whatever happens, do you understand?
I might not be able to see my brother, but I can see her skin, muscle, ligaments perfectly as her eyes watching mine.
Think of Mr. B.
Having twisted the tourniquet, I cut the remains of her leg away clean from under the great black tire.
Thank you, Ed.
Yes. Funny, isn't it?
Are you all right, John?
Yes. Take a little bite away, Cecily.
On past Millbank, the South Bank. Averting my eyes as I speed past Westminster, the house. That bag is bright orange. It must stand out a mile.
Whiskey?
Yes, please.
Old man, don't drink it all. There's other lost souls out here, too.
Sorry.
Sometimes, after accidents, when there's been terrible accidents, the firemen, medical, police, gather around the back of a convenient vehicle, pass around a bottle. Blood on the jacket sleeves, down my shirt.
What's the matter with you, John? What's wrong? You see if that girl...
I thought that's what's right with me.
You were knocking things over. Your hands were shaking. I saw you.
But the important things I got right.
John, what's wrong?
The pool of London. A vast crimson sunset is smeared all across the heavens. The dark black towers of the city crowd around. Tide out. I drift past the docks, waterside redevelopment, the grand land of Yuppie. Come to the tidal banks, reaches of Greenwich. As the tide changes, a clean white new moon whistles up, and suddenly there, on the far side of a mud bank, a great ballooning orange bag, her long white hair streaming out of it, flaming in the light of the moon. I edge the boat towards the bank. It's going to be tricky. The tide is starting to flow stronger. I stop it by the edge, fling out some sort of anchor, then launch myself. Start to flounder across the other side, where she lies, strewn, a wild, fluorescent mermaid. Fall over, pick myself up, on, but the current's eating, tugging at her arms, shoulders, hair. Her arms start sweeping back and forth, beckoning me on. Only a few more yards, flounder, stretch, reach out, and suddenly current has her, sucks her away. I stagger after her, dive,
Miss. Get up. Watch her on her weird orange Cleopatra's barge sailing back up the Thames to London. Sit here, slouched on a worn-out settee bought in a second-hand sale. Empty bottle of scotch on the arm. 2, 3 in the morning. My older brother. My older brother.
Stephen. John, she's come up. You didn't tie her down properly, you fool. She's floating up and down the Thames.
You'd better go to the police.
No.
Then I will.
You go and I'll deny everything. You're as big a suspect in this as me. If the truth comes out, I'll make you an accomplice at least. An instigator at best. John?
Dried mud crinkles and cracks round mad white eyes.
She was a whore. Not worth a thing. Polish. Me, I'm on the very edge of government. The front bench, what we have been working on, planning for all my life. Think what I could do for your National Health Service if I was in power. Whatever happens now, she's dead.
What about Mary?
What do you mean? She doesn't know anything.
She'd have to spend the rest of her life with you.
What?
You're leaving, Stephen, right now.
Your mouth shut. I go down, you go down.
You leave me no alternative.
Thoughts, Detective Sergeant?
It looks as though they tried to weigh her down. Rusty chain marks around the bag.
Medical body bag, eh?
Yes. But she wouldn't stay down.
Decomposition gases forced her up.
She burst to the surface. It looks as though she'd been washed up and down the Thames several times. By the marks around her throat, I'd say she'd been strangled.
Oh, I think you're right. Okay, check all missing persons.
Yes?
John?
Mary?
Marius's body has been washed up in the Thames mud bank.
Oh.
They want me to go in and identify it. I was wondering if you come in with me, help me go through with it. It would help me a great deal. John?
Yes, Mary, I'll come.
Detective Inspector Thompson, this is my brother-in-law, Dr. John Byrne.
Doctor? Is that doctor in medicine or university?
Medicine.
And Mrs. Byrne, Dr. Byrne, this is the pathologist, Dr. Mendez.
How do you do?
If you could...
Yes.
I'm afraid the river is never kind, Mrs. Byrne. Is that her?
Yes, it is.
Well, Doctor, now that the relatives have left...
Only done a preliminary autopsy, but I'd say she was strangled. Quite definitely strangled. The windpipe's been broken.
Yeah.
They found her in a body bag?
Orange one, yeah.
No identification tags, serial numbers.
Been torn off, why?
It's interesting. Look here. Bruising on the left breast, above a cracked rib, as though someone attempted heart restart massage on her. A medically trained person, I'd say. Then here.
Yeah?
Down her throat, just before the broken cartilage. Blue biro ink.
Blue biro ink?
I'm in my workplace. I have a plastic probe. A doctor in a hurry, however, checking to see if her windpipe had been broken, might use a biro.
You think a doctor examined her?
Tried to revive her, even.
Before she was put in the water?
Something like that.
Check the statements everyone made when she disappeared.
Yes. Mrs. Byrne said she was at a committee organising aid for Mozambique. She was.
Stephen Byrne?
Said he stayed in. Saw her go out about 8, said she was going to the cinema, and that was the last he saw of her.
Hmm. And Dr. John Byrne?
Hospital say he came off duty at 6.
Your assistant Walker?
That's me.
Inspector Thompson, CID, my assistant D.S. Bridges. Could we ask you some questions?
Of course.
You're in charge of stock taking on this ward?
Yes.
And you usually work alongside Dr. John Byrne.
What is this about?
An officer of ours attended an emergency here a few weeks ago. He remembers a conversation between you and Dr. Byrne concerning a body bag. Has that bag been returned?
You two gentlemen are a bit senior to be investigating a simple matter of theft.
Staff Sister Walker, a body, a murder victim has been found inside a body bag. Identity tag and serial number removed.
There are thousands of identical body bags in London.
The body discovered was Marieka Komisiec. Just happened to be the maid of John Byrne's brother, Stephen.
Now, are you suggesting John Byrne committed murder? I spent my life deciding that he desperately tried to save life. Believe me, I regularly accuse him of many things. Not sticking up for himself, not getting a decent girlfriend, living in lousy accommodation. No, you're off your trolley.
Has the bag been returned, sister?
No.
Dr. Byrne, this is D.S. Bridges.
Josie phoned, said you might be coming. You think I murdered Marieka?
I don't think anything at the moment, Dr. Byrne. We'd just like you to answer some questions.
Let's get this straight. You say your car was robbed 2 weeks before Marieka disappeared.
I think it was about that, yes.
Did they break into the whole car?
Just the boot where the bag was.
And they just took the bag?
Yes.
They broke the lock on the boot?
I suppose so.
So there's marks on the paintwork?
Perhaps I forgot to lock it.
Getting to the night of the murder, Dr. Byrne.
Yes.
Hospital records show you came off duty at 6.
Yes.
Perhaps you'd like to tell us what you did then?
Well, as far as I can remember, I was staying in a bedsit near Victoria then. I was rather tired. I came back to it, went to sleep.
Yes?
Yes.
You'd been on duty, according to the records, for 72 hours. Wouldn't you have had a meal first?
You're right. I forgot. I got an Indian takeaway. Went up to my room and ate it.
Which takeaway did you use?
Taj Mahal. Just round the corner from the station.
You have a receipt?
No.
So you're quite certain you never went near your brother's flat at Chelsea Harbour that night?
Absolutely.
Thoughts, Bridges?
Dr. John. He's got to be number one.
Yeah. Staff Sister Walker seemed to know what she was talking about.
But the way he answered our question...
Oh, people lie for 1,000 different reasons. Well, we'll go around the takeaway. Bed and breakfast later, but first, big brother.
Chief Whip, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Done it. Shadow cabinet. At last, I'm in. Safe. Which leaves only one thing left to do.
This is the way they insulate themselves and the rest of us.
Flunkies leaving you everywhere.
Mr. Stephen Burns, one gentleman.
Thank you. Gentlemen, you've come to ask me questions about poor Marieka.
Lovely room you've got here, Mr. Byrne. Splendid view of the Thames.
We've just been talking to your brother,
John.
Yes. Now, in your original statement at the time of Marieka's disappearance, you said you didn't go out all evening.
No, I stayed in. Worked on select committee papers.
But Marieka went out about 8 to the cinema. You didn't see anyone till your wife returned at 11.
No. No one.
Not even your brother, John?
Most especially not my brother, John. John is a good and true man, dedicates his life to helping, fighting to save others, unlike many in our society.
So?
So nothing.
Do you think it possible your brother was having a relationship with Marieka?
No, of course he wasn't. He'd just broken up with his girlfriend, Francine.
Because of Marieka?
No.
You're very close to John.
I find this whole line of questioning outrageous. Not only am I a senior MP, but a highly experienced QC, yet you come into my office, dare to make a series of wild accusations about my brother.
Mr. Byrne, we've made no accusations.
Don't play games with me. You want to ask preposterous questions, you do so at a police station, on tape, with a lawyer present, preferably myself. Until then, get out. I sit out alone on the terrace. A waiter brings me a drink. The river swells and swells beside me. The greatest tide of the year. Triumph. Front bench post. Whole mess with John clearing up. I mean, after all, would the party dare sack someone standing so heroically beside his guilty brother? go out the members' entrance. Journalists and photographers are waiting.
My brother is one of the finest human beings you could ever hope to meet. A doctor. They saved more lives in 24 hours than the average journalist or politician in a lifetime.
Is he going to be charged?
Of course not. Even if he is, I shall ensure he has the finest legal representation in the land. I stand by my brother 100%. Loyalty is one of the qualities our family values.
John. Murdered Marietta. In a darkening room, I sit before the television. Stare. John couldn't. Endless shots of Stephen outside Parliament, denying, denouncing. Then I start to look at Stephen. Underneath all the sincerity, passion, immaculately combed hair, start to catch a grate in the voice, manic, beady gleam in the eyes of... What is going on? My brother-in-law a murderer? My husband... Yes?
Mary?
John, have you been watching the television? The accusations...
Yes, Mary, I have. Mary, I've got to see you. Explain what's been going on.
Yes?
Will you meet me? Just the two of us, so I can explain.
Yes, where?
Get the taxi driver to stop at the shop in Soho. Nip in. Come out with a few boxes. Order him to drive on. Holding boxes, I climb familiar stairs to Jill's flat. She lets me in. We open boxes. Black lingerie, silk, leather, other things. Time I started celebrating.
Meet by the Thames, he said, behind Lambeth Palace, where rows of trees covered the embankment. It's been cold, dark, all the time the great Thames pushing against its walls. Where is he?
Mary?
John.
Thanks for coming. I know what it must have cost you.
What do you want?
I want to talk to you about Stephen.
Yes.
You know, you yourself said, over the last few weeks, since Marietta disappeared, he's been acting strange.
We've all been acting strange.
True.
Did you murder Marietta, John?
Mary, believe me, I don't want to say this.
Say it.
The night Marietta disappeared, as you know, I was meant to go round to your flat. I said at the time I didn't. That wasn't true. I did. When I got there, I found Stephen and Marietta there. Marietta was on the floor. Dead. Naked.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
My husband and I were true to each other. Whatever has happened since...
That is very probably true. All I can say is what I found when I got there. Mary.
Get away from...
Mary.
Don't you just keep away.
Mary, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I
yes,
have to
I'm sure.
If you see Stephen, could you convey a message to him? Tell him I want to see him. He'll know where. At midnight.
You drink some scotch. Quite a lot of scotch. Then you tie her up. You snarl and bite. And you strike and strike and strike.
I get home. I must find out the truth. Move about, searching, rummaging under beds, sofas. Somewhere there must be a clue, an indication of what's been going on. Search through all the cupboards, finally getting down on my knees, looking under a sideboard.
What are you doing there?
Stephen.
What are you doing? You're looking for my diary, aren't you?
looking for my...
I wasn't. Stephen. Stephen, John phoned me. Got me to go and visit him, speak to him.
Yes?
He had a message for you. Said he'd meet you and said you'd know where at midnight.
What else did he say?
He said that that night, the night Marietta disappeared, he came in, found you and her on the floor. She, naked and, dead. Stephen?
Oh, my poor darling. My poor darling. I'm so sorry. Sorry you've had to go through this hell. Yes. I have been acting strangely. Very strangely these last few weeks. So would you. If you'd find out your brother was a murderer. If you were trying to cover up for him.
What?
I've been... not able to say a thing to anyone. All the time, John, my brother John, getting weirder, weirder. Overwork, mental instability, making stranger, stranger accusations. Me not knowing what to do. That scene you just described, it's true. Every word, except it was me, found them.
Oh, Stephen, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You want to know, my darling. You want to know.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
What do you mean to do?
In public, I'll fight every inch of the way to defend him. He is my brother. In private, try and ensure he goes to a private place, an institution that can look after him.
Oh, Stephen.
I shag her. Afterwards, she sleeps the sleep of the innocent, the pure. I dress. Old jeans, leather jacket, not your normal MP style. From the tile behind the bathroom sink, take the body bag's identification tag, serial number, replace the tile. From the kitchen, take a weighted pestle, slip it in my pocket, slip out. Walk along the Thames, it's full. The whole river brimming, black, phosphorescent. Like some ancient, wicked old serpent centuries underground, digesting all the earth's fire and metals and precious stones, suddenly bursting to the surface up near Hammersmith, Fulham, then coiling, gliding all through the midnight city, glistening in the orange light. There he is, where I expected him, underneath the bridge.
Stephen?
Yes?
Are you going to the police?
You've been talking to Mary again behind my back, haven't you?
I asked you a question.
That's what gets me about this whole thing. If ever anyone needed support, now it's me. But what do I keep finding out?
Got a dark glint in his eye, dark as the river.
My bloody wife, my bloody brother. Don't you think I notice how your voice softens, deepens when you mention her? The way she stammers, face reddens at your name.
Stephen.
How's he do it? How's he bloody do it? He's committed murder, lies, smears, yet suddenly, once again, he's in control, dictating.
You! Who the hell are you? A non-entity. One of life's perpetual failures, plotting behind people's backs.
I'm in the right. Never forget it. I am the one here in the right.
What am I about to do? I'm about to achieve great powers. Perform great, extraordinary things. Do good. Who the hell are you or some dirty Polish chart to stop me?
You murdered someone!
Like an animal who charges. Seizing monstrous attacks me. On the edge of the great black river, he's rolled back and forth.
I'll kill you!
I'm about to push him off when suddenly his arm raises. He brings it down fast.
Darkness.
You betrayed me.
Get the serial number from my pocket. Stick it in his useless, filthy, scummy pocket. Push him into the wild, black, flowing river. It rips him away. No one comes out of that cauldron.
Switch on the light. I'm alone. Where's Stephen? Gone to see John. I think I'll take a bath.
It's simple. I can deal with it simply. John, not able to face arrest, commits suicide in the river. The tag with the serial number is found in his pocket.
Suddenly I come round, being swept over and over, round and round in a great turbulent tunnel of darkness. Occasional glimpses of street lamps, buildings. But the mother and father of all times is dragging me through London towards the sea. Do not give up. Never give up.
Oh. At last, I'm clean. It's been worked out between us. I understand. Just float perfect in my bath of thought. Then, under the sink, I notice a single tile loose, worked loose. I haven't seen that before. Go over, start to work at it, pull it out. It's been done before. It's in my hand. Feel in. A plastic bag. Pull it out. My jewels. The jewels Marietta was meant to have stolen. Then, behind, a leather cover. Pull it out. A diary. Stephen's diary. Start to read it.
Across the floor to my home. Let myself in. House in darkness. Mary must still be asleep. Walk up the hallway again. Suddenly, bathroom door swings open. There she is again, the woman, her naked form, before the... It's Mary. My Mary. Move towards her. She leans over the sink, concentrating on something. Something so soft. Sensual about female flesh, all its hidden places, secret folds. Reach towards her. As I do, she hears me, turns. My mouth starts to smile, lips loosen, my wife. But as I do, her mouth starts to crack, split. Her eyes widen, holds hand up to mouth, dropping something.
Shoot. Mary? Mary, what's wrong?
Oh,
Mary! Mary, I'm warning you, stop screaming! Come in!
Bloody women, why are they always making me do this? Mary, won't keep quiet. Then I realize, there's a way out. John killed for the last time, goes out to the river, commits suicide. Then I come home. She's dead. She's almost dead. There's no way I could ever enjoy doing this. What? Light in the hall goes on. Shadow falls across the doorway. A dark figure stands there.
Back over! John!
Yes, she gave me up. The river gave me up. Get away from Mary.
Oh,
are you all right, Mary? Phone the police.
Never!
Suddenly he's away. Through the connecting door, through the bedroom door. The hall, as we follow, he comes back down the hall toward us, large kitchen knife in his hand.
Drop it! No! Drop it, Stephen. Don't you realize how hopeless your situation is? With me in the river, Mary here, maybe, yes. But now?
And suddenly all the life, the fight runs away out of him. He slumps to the floor, the knife falls away.
Phone the police, Mary.
No. It'll not be necessary.
Phone them.
I tried. Nobody can say I didn't give it a try. But life and I obviously aren't suited to each other. Do you know why?
No.
You can only do so much trying in the darkness. After a while, it becomes too difficult. You can't move anymore. It all gets so cramped. Close. You'll sort things out now, John, won't you? Now you've become head of the family.
Again, he has the knife.
Don't come near me or I'll kill you. Same goes for Mary.
All right.
He moves crab-like backwards till he gets to a cupboard. Opens it. Inside, a can of fuel for an outboard motor. Takes it. Picks up a cigarette lighter from the sideboard.
What are you doing, Stephen? You know what I'm doing.
Move sideways across the room toward the balcony.
John, what's he doing?
What's best?
No!
Get back! Let him do it.
By now he's beside the balcony wall. Dreamily he climbs out onto it.
Don't look.
He stands there, looking around, then very slowly raises the can, pours the petrol over his head, drops the can, takes the lighter from his pocket, holds it before him, looks at it, then very slowly, for the last time, looks all over the vast panorama of London. What he might have been. Then, like an angel taking wing, the petrol ignites. First at the bottom of him, but then in slow fans and gulps, starts to grow, flow up him, in tiny rivulets and waves fan out, flutter, take wing, like some great angelic fountain of light, shoot up, ignite, illuminate the whole dark, desperate, hopeless city, till with a crackling and roar he takes wing, seizes the air, for a second hangs, then plunges, plummets burning into the river below. The services arrive. Blue red lights bounce off hard concrete, shine off the blackness of the river. His body is pulled out.
John.
Yes?
Hold me close.
In House by the River, dramatised by John Fletcher, Nigel Cook played Stephen, Shiv Graywell played John, and Julia St. John, Mary. Josie was played by Donna Kroll, Marieka, Lisa Jacobs, Jill, Sally Cookson. Detective Inspector Thompson, Terry Malloy, and Detective Sergeant Bridges, Paul Virag. John Branwell played the Chief Whip, Heather Williams, WPC Wistaff and Elderly Lady, Cal McChrystal, Dr. Mendez. All other parts were played by members of the company. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker of the Radiophonic Workshop. House by the River was directed at Pebble Mill by Christine Landon Smith.